Well, Christina Hansen is with us. She is the new superintendent for the Delta Schoolcraft ISD. Good morning.
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Well, I'm hanging in there, as you know. And now you, it's hard to keep track of you, Christina.
I'm a mover
You've been
and a
everywhere.
Shaker.
Yeah,
I
you've
have.
Been in almost every district. So I guess if there's someone to be the ISD superintendent, to be someone who's, you know, been the superintendent or worked in other capacities in a number of different districts, hey?
Yes, I do have familiarity with many of the districts because of the different roles that I've held during my educational career.
Well, let me ask you, what do you feel the role of the ISD is? Every school district, of course, has its own policies and goals and procedures as set by their school boards and their administrations. So what is the role of the ISD?
So the role of the ISD is really a service provider and a partner in programming and education. So a lot of what the ISD does is provide services to the local in the form of early childhood, in the form of special education, general education support. The Learning Center is a great program that's available to our locals, and we also have CTE programs through the ISD. And we have two CTE centers, one in Schoolcraft County located right in Manistique, and then the other at the ISD building in Escanaba for Delta County residents.
And that brings me to the next question, Christina. Those are very important, aren't they? The career technical education, that seems to be a focus for the governor. It seems to be a focus for a lot of our job providers to get more people trained in these using your hands kind of things.
Yes, I love the opportunities that are provided to the students in the ISD through our two CTE centers. The new welding facility located in Escanaba is an amazing asset. And because we have such high quality instructors, we have students who are award winners in their fields because of the great learning that happens in both of our CTE centers.
Now, you've most recently been in Manistique, and talk with me a little about that community. It's unique in that in Delta County, part of the ISD, Christina, there's obviously multiple schools. In Manistique, there's just the one district that serves pretty much the whole county, the Big Beta Knock being on the edge, and even Taquamina in the north part. But talk with me about how you feel the ISD can be helpful to the Manistique schools, given the fact that you've just been there.
Yeah. So Manistique really is its own little island of beauty in Schoolcraft County. And so the ISD has done a great job of making sure that Schoolcraft County has access to some of the same services that are available in Delta County. However, having worked now in Manistique, I have a better understanding of how sometimes those services haven't always been made available within Schoolcraft County. So because of that familiarity, being able to ensure that, you know, Big Bay is kind of on that edge as well, being able to replicate or provide some of those same services in Big Bay and for Manistique is going to be one of the things that I talk with the admin team about to make sure that students in those two districts, because they're so far away from the ISD center, just making sure that we are ensuring that students have access to the same services.
And I guess my last question is for you personally, what's your goal here? What would you like to accomplish in the next few years with the ISD and how it provides maybe enhanced or more services to kids?
Yeah, so I'm very fortunate to be following Doug Leisenring, because he has done a wonderful job over his 10-year tenure, and making sure that a high-quality administrative staff is in place and programs are working really well. So what I'm looking to do is to come in to learn more about the team and the way that things are working and to move the very great work that's already being done, just move it forward and bring it up to that next level. So potential expansion of CTE programming, really making sure that families are aware of the phenomenal early childhood programs that are available throughout the Delta Schoolcraft ISD, and just really promoting all of the great things that are happening, and then to hear from constituents in both counties, all of the districts, to hear what else they might want to see from the ISD.
Christina Hansen is the superintendent now for the Delta Schoolcraft ISD, or will be soon, I should say. Congratulations to you, and stay put, hey?
Yeah. Thank you, Jack. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you for doing this.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.